This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Hi, my beautiful listeners. Welcome to another segment of Beyond Proof Radio with me, your host, Angie Corbett-Kuiper. And you guys, we're doing a redo from our show on February 20th, where I had guests, Kanae and Cody Pearson. And there were some audio technical difficulties, things like that, that I wanted to give them the opportunity, and me as well, the opportunity to share this amazing moment in time. And so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to share with you all how I met Kanae in Sandusky, Ohio, and share with you kind of what led to our relationship, that now I just feel so connected to her as well as Cody. And then the second segment, you guys, I'm going to bring Kanae on, and so that she can talk about her father and what happened to him, their relationship, as well as some of the feelings that she has felt, the guilt that we've all experienced, the anger, the depression. And so it's going to be really real and it's going to be raw. And then in the third segment, I want to bring Cody on to share her experience as well, and share how she is experiencing and going through her own grief and her own healing. And you will notice, although they are twins, only 4 minutes apart, you guys, they're experiencing their lessons and their grief in very different but very similar ways as well. And then the final segment, I'll bring once again both of them on, and I want them to share their project and what their mission and passion and purpose is. And you guys, when we listen to spirit, when we pay attention to our loved ones, people will present in our lives that will be absolute miracles in our lives, to our growth and to our understanding, if we allow. And so let me just share with you guys. Zach, my then 16-year-old son, and I met Kanae at TGI Fridays in Sandusky, Ohio, August. And earlier that morning, you guys, Zach had gotten up. I said, why don't we just take your backpack so we can take bottled waters? And I said, because I don't want to pay $5-$8 for a bottle of water. He goes, you're just a typical white mom. And you guys, that hurt my feelings. One, I'm like, what the heck does that even mean? And I'm like, you know what? I have his tickets. I've got the wristbands, so have fun. And I could have gone into my room, you guys. I could have written my book. I could have answered emails. 53-year-old mom does not need to be doing the world's roller coaster capital of the world, going 93 miles an hour in 17 seconds. And so I was doing this as a favor to Zach. Now, I love roller coasters, yes, but that bothered me. And so I went into the room, you guys, and I was wearing my necklace that is one transformation, and it's a purple heart. And I got this nudge. It was just this voice, and it said, Mom, take me. And it was this conversation, you guys, that didn't need words. But I was like, but Nick, you already, you, why? And he's like, Mom, I don't have a body anymore. I can't appreciate. And that was our favorite too, riding roller coasters. And so I did, you guys, I'm on there, 53-year-old woman on these fast roller coasters with other families and with other kids, having a ball. And so that evening, I mean, Zach and I did, after 4 or 5 hours, I finally met up with him. And I'll tell you, the rest of that whole weekend, he was very polite, kind, and generous. But we went into the TGI Fridays, and that's where I met Kane. And she goes, you all look like you had fun. He went up to his room, and I said, I'm ordering a beer. And I told her how that day started out. And she had asked me, Angie, is he your only son? The tears started falling, and I shared my journey. And it's here I challenge each of you. When you are in that moment, it can be with a complete stranger. I mean, I look, and before I met Kane, you guys, we're Albuquerque to Sandusky, Ohio, is like 1,363 miles and 67 tenths of a mile. I didn't know her, but we bonded in death. And when she comes on a minute, she's going to share with you the death that she has experienced. And so, you guys, we are all on our paths. And yes, my path was 2 suicides, but Cody and Kane's path has been murder. So in a weird twist, we've both experienced significant loss, but very different. And so what are we doing when we've been presented with death? And you guys, my favorite, and I took a picture when I was in Washington, every time I go to Washington, D.C., I take a picture at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, and it is my absolute favorite quote. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And by God, you guys, if death and suicide and murder, if those do not challenge our lives, I do not know anything else that would challenge it so abruptly and so greatly. And that's why I'm so proud of both Kane and Cody for the mission that they're on, teaching and talking about gun violence and the person behind the gun. And I can't wait to get into that with you guys. Here I want to share with you all as well. Death has the opportunity to teach us to live differently. Every word, every gesture, every thought, because it may be their loss, their last, or it may even be our last. So you guys, not to live in regret, but a lesson learned. And we know what it feels like to feel guilt and how trivial and the things that can happen that lead up to it, that when they die, they become insurmountable, where that's the only thing that we focus on. And I'm going to let Kane share with you the last conversation she had with her dad and what has caused so much grief and guilt. And you guys, oh my God, coming from Catholicism, I'm so tired of the word guilt. It's shameful. And when we grow up Catholic, when I grew up Catholic, I think my name was Angie Corbett Guilty Kuiper. And a Catholic nun had said to me, Angie, guilt is an intention. So I ask each and every one of you that is sitting here and listening to this program today, if you are sitting here, oh my God, how sad that I had this happen, or why didn't I do this? You guys, stop. Did you intentionally hurt? Guilt is an intention. That changed my life, totally changed my life, especially after my divorce. And so we want to avoid that guilt so we can live differently. for the ones who are still alive. Oh my God, you guys, how many times have I heard, I wish I would have done things differently for my remaining family. I was in so much grief. I wasn't there for them. So you guys, if you've lived through death and you've lived through significant loss, you have an opportunity now to live and love bigger and better and more passionately. But when we're in grief and we choose to remain in that grief, in fact, Kanae had asked me, Angie, do you believe, what is your thought on grief? Grief is an emotion, although a lot of us treat it as it is a mental disorder, and we choose the rest of our lives living in grief and not being thankful for what we've had. So death will challenge us all, and what do we do with that death when it's given? And I'm going to let Kanae share. We only have about a minute left, you guys. And I want Kanae to come on next, and I'll be asking her some questions about her dad and things that she's struggling with that maybe she can help all of us as we're going through it. And you guys, thank you so much for joining me on this special show. When we come back, I'm so excited to have Kanae come on and talk about her daddy and what special day this is and some of the signs she's been receiving. So when we come back, you guys.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. I had the most awesome opportunity to visit with both Kane and Cody just now. And we've got some kind of woo-woo stuff we're going to be sharing. But first, I want to welcome Kane. Welcome, Kane, to the program.
Hello again.
Much better audio, you guys. For the last one, it was kind of a cluster, and we decided to do it over again. Kane, talk to us a little bit about your daddy, about who he was, what kind of man he was, and what kind of relationship you had with him.
Well, my father, Kenneth L. Pearson Sr., would have been 52 years old today. So today is his birthday. He was my very, very best friend, I could call him about anything. I could talk to him about anything, and vice versa. My siblings would always call me his favorite, but I think it was just Cody's by me talking about you were his favorite. But it was just, we just had a different relationship. He named me after him. Like, his name is Kenneth, well, Kenny, and my name is Kane. So it's like Kenny with the long A, so that's how my name got about, because he named me and my mother named Cody. So yeah, that he was so sweet, so gentle. He loved love. He loved extending himself. He loved being a part of everyone. You know, he just loved, I don't know. He was the sweetest man. He was hilarious. He was so full of life. And I think that's what troubles me the most, is because he was so full of life and someone could just come and just take his life. He was always the life of a party. He loved to dress. He could dress his behind off. And I miss him dearly.
Oh, Kane, thank you for sharing with him. I got goosebumps. And I'm going to start bawling. But tell us, and this is going to be a little bit difficult, because here you've got this beautiful man, a beautiful father who's got children, a wife, full of life. Kane, what happened? Can you share that with us? How did he get murdered?
His murder is still unsolved. My family, my siblings, everyone close to us, we have an indication on who did it, but the detective seems to think otherwise. But he came home one night and he was shot 5 times in his head in front of his front yard.
Oh, Kane.
Yeah.
And you guys, just to let you know, this is one of those woo-woo. I'm going to go off on woo-woo for just a moment. And I'm very aware I'm going off on woo-woo. It was a while. It was a few days, wasn't it, Kane, when I had called you and said, let's do this over again. It was like 8:30 at night.
Yeah, I was leaving Bible study, I believe. And
yeah.
You just called, and I'm like, oh, I'm so happy, because I want to reach out to you, but I never know how your schedule is, so I kind of let you call.
Right.
Have a moment. you actually called, and it was just, I always say it was crazy. I always have those moments with you, those crazy, I don't believe in coincidence, you know, but it was coincidental. You asked if we would be interested in doing the show over, and I just felt like it wasn't ironic that you were like, not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. And I'm like, okay, let me just check. And I knew it was my father's birthday, but I'm like, no, this is not right. Let me check my calendar really quick. And sure enough, 3/6 was when
guys March this. It's his birthday. Okay, yep. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Kane. Happy birthday. birthday to you. We love you, Kenny. Thank you for being with us right now. Thank you for shining your light and being a part of this wonderful show. You guys, oh my gosh, goosebumps.
You were so awesome, but that was nice. Thank you for that, Angie.
Oh, you guys, thank you for helping me sing that song. but this is okay. So I'm going to go back because Kene hit on something that most of us, we talk about coincidences, or we talk about there are no coincidences. And you guys, I have to tell you, in death, there really are no coincidences, because you start finding that things are all connected. You know, yes, maybe it was a coincidence that I called and asked if they wanted to redo the show, which I have never done. Coincidence? You can call it what you want. But what do you do with that? And you guys, I have found, and Kene and Cody, I don't know if you guys have felt the same way, but when you get those nudges in the soul of your heart, in the soul of your being, do you act on those?
Yeah, most of the time, Cody and I do, but it was just an instance here recently that we had a nudge to go apologize to somebody that done us wrong. And I'm like, right. Why do we have to apologize when they're the one that hurt us? So we just followed that nudge and we went and embraced the person, and it was a great feeling. So yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kene, that was such a great, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Sometimes you guys, it's hard, but you should always, always, always follow that nudge.
You guys never know. Forgiveness isn't about the other person. The forgiveness is for us.
Absolutely.
Wow, I'm proud of you. Here I'm 53 and I still have a difficult time with that, the humanness. But I want to share with you that nudge, when you get that nudge. So, because I'll share with you, and it's not, oh, pat on the back or whatever, but it is in the book that I'm writing, it's, you know, collection basket giving or conscious giving. And Kene, I want to lead into that by you sharing the last conversation you had with your dad. You guys, I'm sitting at TGI Fridays, and all of a sudden I something nudged inside me, and I just started calling Kene baby doll. And I'm like, where the hell did that come from? And I'm just like, hey, baby doll. She just looked like a doll. So Kene, tell us what happened. One of your last conversations that has led you to get a little bit of a guilt factor for you.
Yeah. Okay. I promised myself I wasn't going to cry this time, but,
but it please was, be authentic. You guys, come on. It's real. So,
yeah.
Whatever happens.
The weekend before our first semester of college, my mother and father moved us in and, you know, got us acclimated to our surroundings. We gave hugs and kisses goodbye. So then fast forward to the first day of the semester, my dad promised me a bed set. So after class was finished and I gave him a call at about 6:27. So I'm like, hey, daddy, how are you? He's like, hey, baby girl, I'm doing well. How was your first day of class? Do you think you're going to like it? And so I kind of like cut to the chase, like, hey, daddy, are you going to send me the money for my bed set? And he was like, oh, yeah, I did say that, baby girl, didn't I? And then when he knows that he kind of messed up, he has a tendency to like ponder on a thought and like repeat it constantly. So he was like, oh, yeah, I did say that, baby girl. I did. I did say that, didn't I? I did. So then I'm like, daddy, but you promised me this bet set. You said, you know, Monday, I got you. I'm a Western Union, use some money. And I said, you never fall through. And I hung up on him. And then 4 hours later, got a phone call that my father has been murdered. So I didn't even know what to do. I screamed to the top of my lungs. Like, I literally just talked to him 4 hours prior to this. In the last conversation that I had with him, I told him he never falls through. And I hung up in his face, just blatantly hung up. So that ate me alive. And I spent every day just, it was, I don't want to say pity, but I was sulking. I felt so angry at myself that I let that happen. And then you.
Wait, time out, Kanae. Okay. We're not going to share that part. That's a great way to segue into the kind of the giving kind of thing, the nudging that we feel, the conscious versus unconscious giving. But Kanae, it's here that I want to tell you just how deeply, and you too, Cody, how deeply sorry I am for the physical loss of your dad. And Kanae, it is with all my heart and with all my soul, I have to sit here and tell you, I do not believe that I was put in your path was a coincidence. I believe that I was put in your path because your dad kind of nudged me.
Yep.
And so you guys, we only have a minute left, but this is a great segue before I bring Cody on for her opportunity to share her dad and how she's dealing with it. And then Kanae, if you want to jump in as well, we're kind of leaving on a hanger here just because I am just so deeply sorry. And you guys, you aren't alone. This is what's happening everywhere when someone, we think of that last moment, not the 52 beautiful years that this man lived, but all we've done, and you said pity, and I'm not going to say pity, but we take his whole life, you guys, and we minimalize it into one moment in time. And that's not fair. It's not fair to you guys. It's not fair to anyone, and especially not to your dad. Do you guys understand that?
I try to.
That's
But
keep trying. Anyway, you guys, we're getting ready to head on a break. When we come back, we'll share even more collection basket giving. and then we'll bring Cody on. So you guys, thanks for joining us today. And when we come back, we'll talk in a minute.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, and to my beautiful guests, Kanae and Cody Pearson. And at the last segment, Kanae and I were talking about her dad. She shared with us kind of who he was from a heartfelt perspective. And it's interesting, most of the time when you ask somebody who somebody is, they tell you what they've done, they tell you what they look like. But if you listened, you could hear the spirit of Kenny. And happy birthday, Kenny. Yes, we are acknowledging you. And on the last break as well, you guys, we talked about Kanae's kind of her guilt and her grief, because the last conversation she had would have seemed somewhat selfish in that, well, you promised me this bed set. And you guys, this could be construed as another coincidence, maybe or maybe not. But when I went in, another nudge, it was just that I got this warm feeling. And it was, I can't tell you guys, I just walked to my room and I haven't been to church to put money in a collection basket for years and years and years. And yet I just asked Kanae, how much was the bedroom set?
$297,
you guys, that was it. And so all this grief over a $297 bedroom set, whatever propelled me, I'm asking you all, when you get that nudge to help someone, whether it is through time, whether it's through volunteering, whether it's through just listening, which goes along with time, whether it is giving, helping through monetary, whatever it is, painting them a picture, drawing a picture. You guys, listen to that. When I got the nudge to call Kanae last week, you guys, it was 10:30 at night in Ohio, I believe. But I picked up that phone. I said, I want to redo the show. You guys, I want to have a whole segment just based on your mission and your passion and your purpose. And Kanae had said, Angie, the sound didn't sound that great. Let's do it again. I didn't know it was her dad's birthday. So you guys, I was compelled in that moment. And the reason I'm sharing this is not to say, oh, look what Angie did. No, I felt that this was a way, I can't even explain it. I'm having a hard time explaining it now. It had nothing to do with that monetary moment in time. It was connecting Kanae with her dad. It was his way, I truly believe, of saying, let it go. I didn't get this for you in life, but I'm giving this to you in death. Can you believe that? And you guys, how unfortunate that most of us go our whole lives believing the only thing that is real is what is seen. And so this segment, you guys, now I want to bring on Cody. And Cody, who also lost the same father. Cody, talk to us. Welcome to my program. Welcome to the program. Talk to us about your dad and what you're doing and maybe the last thing that you remember that you shared with your dad.
Hi, Angie. It's good to be back.
You too.
Okay. Well, I do want to publicly wish my dad a happy birthday as well. Daddy, happy birthday. We miss you. So, okay, this is hard. So actually, me and my dad got into an argument as well the same day he got murdered. And this is my first time coming out publicly about it. I talked to my dad at 8:11 p.m. He asked how classes went, and then our apartment that we got was in my dad's name. And so he was just calling, and he was just like, hey, make sure you get the utilities out of my name. You guys are big girls now. Like, I put the apartment in my name, but you take a utility and your sister takes a utility and get it out your name. And I'm like, okay, Dad, that's fine. I will. He's like, no, I want you to do it today. And I'm like, well, Dad, okay, I will. And so we just had a spat, and we just kept going back and forth. And it got to the point where I was screaming at the top of my lungs. And I'm like, Dad, I'm going to do it. Okay. Love you. Bye. And he said, okay, love you too, big girl. And then we hung up. And then 3 hours later, I got the call from my oldest brother, like, hey, Dad's gone. So it was tough. But I just am so grateful that we told each other we loved each other before we hung up. And it was just, and Kanae would always beat herself up about it. Like, well, at least you and Daddy got to tell each other you loved each other. Me and him didn't even get a chance to do that. But again, it was just so funny that you said, like, we only think about the one moment. But so when we were, but Kanae was absolutely Daddy's favorite. She was the baby. She was the favorite. And so, like, leading up that weekend when he moved us in, Kanae and I got into an argument. And so, like, we're moving the furniture in. And so my dad was just really silly. So Kanae and I started carrying our couch up the stairs while my dad was watching. And we're like, Dad, you're not going to help. And he was like, well, I just wanted to see how far you guys would get. And so, like, Kanae and I started arguing because we were tired. And I, like, she shoved the couch into me. And so I was like, Kanae. So, like, I ended up calling Kanae out of her name, and my dad was like, Cody, why would you do that? And I'm like, Dad, you didn't see her just shove the couch in me? And he was like, no, I didn't see it. So it's just like Kanae, like, he loves you. So I don't want you to beat yourself up about it. He loved all of us, actually. And it was six of us. He had six children. So three boys and three girls. So it's just another, you know, what do you call it, Angie?
The numbers?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've got three boys, three girls. Yes. You guys, the mileage. I mean, you guys pay attention to numbers. Is it real? Is it not real? Is it in our heads? What, you guys, I'm just saying, they're guideposts if we choose. This is another, this is so interesting, Cody. You had said that at 8:11, your dad, you talked to your dad. Yes. 8:11 are the numbers for my son, because he was born on August the 11th.
Wow.
And 8:11 is significant for me because he was born on August, but then my mother-in-law, who is my best friend, was born in November, which is 11. So 8:11 has huge significance. And you guys, so going back to that mileage thing, 1,363 miles and 67 hundredths of a mile. 67, Kanae had just shared with me, that was the date, 1967, when Kenny was born. Their father was born.
Yep.
It's just, I'm just saying, you guys, be on the lookout for three. Three, it seems, is this your, and it's March the 6th. Six is divisible by three. Look at threes. And when you guys get those, is it Dad? Is it my daddy? Is it not? It's just a moment of awareness, you guys.
And then I didn't even, Cody just, like, just something just stuck out when she just said, my father had six kids, three boys, three girls. You know, like,
I know, goosebumps.
Yeah.
So you guys just realize, all I'm saying is just in this show, like, Kanae, you had asked me a few times, you know, talk to me about numbers. And it is very, very interesting, you guys, three six, nine, anything that's divisible by three are usually going to be this. To me, this is what this looks like to me, just because I've written, you know, 1,300. That's so weird. And then the three boys and three girls, and the fact that it was his birthday, March the 6th, 3-6. It's just so crazy. Anyway, and then so Cody, can you share? We only have a couple of minutes, but can you share with my audience who may be struggling with that? I got to say I love you, but I didn't get to say I love you. What can you say to those who are grieving those final moments and they wish they could take it back?
What I have to say is that those are moments, but memories triumph moments. So just collect all the good memories that you have and think of the memories and, you know, do away with those moments. And I mean, you can apply them and just make sure that you live each day as it could be your last, because we literally talked to our Father the day that he left this earth. But memories are so much greater than little single moments that we may or may not have wished we would have done something differently. Just, you know, apply it and try to change and cherish the memories that you do have, for sure.
Very good. You guys, were coming up on 1 minute. Thank you so much for that, Cody. What amazing advice. And I want to leave you all with, for me, in my experience, and from what Cody just shared with us, when you live each day in the moment and you create those memories become the miracles that happen today. And so when we live in that moment, you guys, were less apt to judge so harshly. We tend to tell one another that we love them. We can kind of say, you know what? I can't see it from their perspective. We all judge based on our own lenses and through our own experiences. And so what death has taught me is to live more graciously. And I had heard this, and I don't remember who had said it, but I love this. And I cannot remember, but it was. And I'm just going to end with this, and then the next segment will go into Kane and Cody sharing their project, their mission, and their purpose. But it is, wouldn't it be nice if the only prayer that we ever said was thank you? Thank you for the 50.
Wow.
Thank you for the time you were here. Thank you for the time that you loved me. Thank you for the time that you allowed me to get angry with you and you still loved me. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to love you.
Wow. Thank you for that, Angie.
Oh, you're welcome, you guys. I heard that and I'm like, wow. So you guys, when we come back, it's the final segment with both Kane and Cody. I can't wait. They're going to share their mission, their purpose, which is the Two Brothers of Pearson Project. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Got a bra problem? The Healthy Bra Company comes highly recommended by Dr. Christina Lasich in her book, High Heels to Hormones, A Woman's Guide to Spine Care. Ladies, if you have neck, back, or shoulder pain or postural issues, Maria Monti, postural therapist and owner of The Healthy Bra Company, says they might be related to your bra. Call Maria today at 360-815-3205. That's 360-815-3205.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. It's our final segment. I can't believe how quickly this program has gone. I want to thank both Kanae and Cody for coming on again. I believe this had a little bit more structure. It had a little bit more answered a lot of questions. But on break, Cody and Kanae and I were all talking, and we were sharing, and I had shared. Kanae had mentioned at the very beginning of the program, you guys, that, you know, when I had called and said, hey, my show is March 6th. Do you guys want to do it? I had no idea it was her dad's birthday. And you guys, this is a perfect, perfect example of how our left brain sabotages our ability to create anything other than what we can see. She had to go back and check. And she said, I knew that it was my dad's birthday. But what happens is, how come she's calling and, oh my gosh, the radio show is on the exact same day. How can this be? So you guys, do not allow your left brain to sabotage the miracles that can't be explained. It's the unexplainable. It's the irrational. We try to rationalize in our linear way of thinking when miracles occur, and you can call them coincidences. I don't care. It's a label. Whatever that is that makes you stop in your tracks and go, wow, or ooh, don't just shove that under the carpet and don't think that you're going crazy, because it's usually a miracle in the works. So you guys, we're finally, final segment, and Kanae, Cody, you guys, I am going to let you share, and I'll kind of ask you guys questions as well. They have a program that's called Two Brothers, a Pearson Project. And it's here I want to mention, you guys, we do know that Kanae and Cody both lost their father and they lost their uncle. And we've decided to just kind of focus on their dad. But it includes both two brothers, because the goal of their project isn't so much on the murder of their dad and uncle, but more on gun violence. So you guys, with that, how did you come up with this idea? I love it. Two sisters speaks on two brothers. I love it.
Yeah. So, after we lost our dad the first day of the semester, and we went and talked to a counselor on campus. And so he suggested that Kenna and I drop all of our classes, pack up, and leave. So we just felt like defeated, because he moved us here. Our apartment's in his name. You know, we wanted to make him proud. And so as students grieving, we just want to, you know, we're not so much anti-guns, but pro-peace. We just want to promote peace, and we want to help the grieving families, people that lost their loved ones due to gun violence. We want to help with gun safety, but mainly students, whether it's elementary, college, high school, we want to get into these school systems to help them facilitate and merge mental illness and academics, and we want to merge them, and we want to give them that support and let them know that you can grieve and you can still go to school. You can grieve and you can still get through this, which you'll have support and will help you, whether it's with homework or you need to step out of class or whatever the case may be, alongside with grief counseling and facilitating grief groups. And just we have a lot planned, honestly.
Oh, I'm so proud of you guys. And you guys, if you listen closely, they could have packed up their bag. I'm sorry, you guys, murder, suicide, any kind of death, it gives us a free ticket out of life if we choose. And you guys, I'm so proud of you that you didn't take that ticket out of murder jail and just decide to listen to your counselor. Because you guys, when in death, it is so easy to say, oh, you get a hall pass. And you guys, that's fine. I swear to God, you guys, I was curled up in the fetal position for several months. But then it was a choice. Do you guys believe that it's a choice? That grief is a choice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I also feel that it is a unavoidable choice. I feel like, you know, you can try to escape the emotions and the feelings, but one day it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks where you're driving on the side of the road and you realize like they're gone and you're going to have to pull over and tears are just going to begin to flow. So we do have to acknowledge the hurt. And then, and then if we choose to still live in that grief, that's a choice. But you definitely have to feel. You definitely have to learn to embrace it. And you got to go through it. You can't get over it. You can't go under it. You have to go through that hurt and feeling, because that's what we have emotions for.
Oh, that was beautifully said.
Turn your hurt into the healing.
That you guys,
turn your
that
hurt
was
into healing.
To hurt into healing. And you guys, this is something just speaking from the death perspective. I don't even want to call it grief, because I believe that that is an emotion, but that we have to go through. But you guys, the rest of our lives, there will be days, and it's been 3 years for Jan and 4 years for Nick. I still will fall to my knees and bawl my eyes out, because you guys, in our humanness, we miss them. That will never change. But to pretend like they were never here, to try to get rid of everything, to throw things away, to pretend, it will come back and bite you in your proverbial ass. And so we can take these signs that they're giving us in numbers, in pennies, in coins, in the miracles around us, but we still have to honor when the surprise and unexpected visitor knocks on our soul. That, I think, you guys, we're never going to escape that, ever.
Never, 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 never.
So you guys, tell people how they can find you. We're running up only a couple more minutes, you guys. Where can they find you? On your Facebook page, if you want them to email you, your phone numbers, whatever you want. This is your time. To share how they can learn more about your project.
All right. They can find us on Facebook at Two Brothers of Pearson Project. Our website is under construction right now. And we do have an email. It is
twobrothersapp@gmail.com.
Excellent. That's the number two, you guys, not T-W-O. Number two. Brothersapp@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then your Facebook is Two Brothers. Is it PP?
Yeah, if they want to type it in, but they could find us at Two Brothers, a Pearson Project. But if they want to, like, yeah, type it in like a certain way by username.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Two Brothers APP.
And what would you like us to do? What would you like my listeners to do? Are you guys going to be putting things up on your Facebook page and so we can get to know your family more? Events that you're going to be having?
Yes, we have a lot of events coming up. We want to host educational seminars, just a lot in store. We're just trying to get our 501c3 all underway, and we'll have a lot more. Yeah, I need to get more active on the Facebook page.
But excellent. Nope, it's out, all in time. Nope, it's all in time. And speaking from death, it's just we got to do it one step at a time and when we feel like doing it. You guys, that's it for today. Thank you both so much. I love you both.
My love heart you.
Just bleeds, but it love also you. Is leaping for joy. You guys, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to my beautiful listeners for allowing us to come into your homes and your hearts and share something that could be so tragic and turning it into something that's miraculous and helping, will help thousands of people. You guys, love you. Thank you.
We love you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing our dad's birthday with us.
For sure.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, Redefining Death and Loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com. That's AngieCorbettKuyper.com.